B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Because I'm an idiot and I lose focus, I forgot to give away a pair of tickets to the Sixers game versus the Brooklyn Nets and one spot in our annual knockout
tournament.
We'll
do two tomorrow.
We're going to do two tomorrow, and we're also going to get start the elitist pool tomorrow. In this bag, this glassine bag here, which usually stores my frozen chicken, I have 33 tickets in here. The top eight seeds in every region in the NCAA tournament. So we'll give you a team to ride for the rest of the tournament. If you get the winning team, you'll get a big prize, which we haven't determined yet. So somebody will get a ticket and a pair of tickets to the game and a spot in our knockout tournament. Now it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. Let's get right to it.
Mike, I'm looking over the box score for the Sixers game. Embiid took 31 shots. Butler 16. TJ took 10. The point is, Tobias Harris took 7. Hey, coach, when you going to learn how to use these guys?
Dude, they used them well enough yesterday to beat the Bucks by almost 10. Well, 5. All right, come on, man. Don't worry about it. All right, sometimes guys are going to have bigger games than other guys. It all comes around.
I've been screaming for Brett Brown all season long to unleash Jimmy Butler. Finally, I saw a glimpse of it on Friday night against Sacramento, and then yesterday against the Milwaukee Bucks, he finally did his job and let the man go out there and do his thing.
I agree. He was engaged early. I love to see it. Took the first shot of the game, took a couple shots, missed a couple, went to the foul line, seemed engaged early on. I think he got the message.
It is so annoying to listen to Brett Brown and Gabe Kapler's pressers. I'm not impressed by your correct sentence structure, your appropriate use of voice and diction, and how you articulate thoughts into words. Just answer the question the same way Dougie Pete answers them.
My man Dave just is never going to warm up to Kapler or Brett Brown. He just hates them both.
What did
Dave just hates them both.
What did Gabe do over the weekend?
He's not doing anything. He's not winning any games, but he's not doing anything to annoy you.
Is Brandon Brooks going to have a miraculous Achilles recovery and this all-pro guard position is absolutely of no consequence to the Eagles? The next time we talk to Sal Pal, mention that. Is that of no consequence at all?
Well, it's of consequence. I mean, they got a guy that they like who they think can step in for a little bit prior, right?
Right, but they expect, because he's already out of the boot, got a full 6 months, they think Brooks is going to play.
They may draft somebody for depth, too. I think they'll be okay, but it's not a bad point.
I've been a Flyers fan for over 30 years, and I still cannot see what is so special about Claude Giroux.
What's so special about Claude Giroux? Is that what he said?
Yup, he's taking a shot.
Martinez is flipping out if he's listening. Claude Giroux is a very consistent, very good player for a lot of years in this league. He's not Mario Lemieux, all right? But he's a good player. He's always been a good player.
Played with the flu last night, too. Hey, sucked it up.
There you go.
Zaire Smith needs to be playing games now. He needs to be in the playoff rotation because he's exactly what we need. An athletic guy who can make explosive plays and guard other players' guards, specifically Kyrie Irving. Zaire Smith is what we need.
Yeah, it's not going to happen this year, bro. Sorry. I don't think Zaire is going to get a crash course and be able to play meaningful playoff minutes in the playoffs. No, not going to happen.
Yeah, they might have crapped the bed on Thursday and Friday, but did you see them come out against Pittsburgh last night? Another last-second heroic by Cooch. Woo! We got our heart back.
Well, unfortunately, the heart's not going to be beating in the playoffs, but it was a good win for him.
You know, Mike, I'm going to go rapid fire here. I agree with you about Jimmy Butler.
I agree with that there should be no my bads in baseball, and it's perfectly okay to microwave a baked potato. You're 3 for 3.
Thank you very much. Well, microwave baked potatoes is the only way to go, man, unless you want to wait an hour for a potato to cook.
I must have missed this conversation.
Yeah, you missed the conversation last week. I was saying you put the microwave. Irish, was it a violation of Irish people that you microwave a potato?
No.
No, of course not. On this day and age.
No, definitely not.
Especially when you have a potato button.
Hey, Mike, wanted to get your thoughts on Temple's prospects in the tournament. If they get past Belmont, what do you think about their chances when the next round they face the winner of Monument versus Conshohocken State?
Well, unfortunately, you're going to lose to Belmont. But, you know, hey, they got in, and that's a good thing. Close the damn title.
That's the best of the best today of Soundar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
All right. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.